and Pennsylvania and Florida and Wisconsin and for all of the other 50 states in the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, Election Day is 1 week away. AP's White House correspondent Sagar Magani has an eye on both candidates, beginning with Joe Biden.
He has two stops today in Georgia, which has not backed the Democratic presidential nominee since Bill Clinton in 1992. It's part of an aggressive Biden bid to open more paths to an Electoral College win. He'll also be in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Florida later this week, while running mate Kamala Harris heads to Texas, where the GOP has not lost any statewide race since 1994.
Meanwhile, as Sagar Magani points out, the president has his plate full as well.
After visiting Pennsylvania yesterday, he'll rally today in Michigan and Wisconsin, traditional Democratic strongholds he won in 2016. Most national polls show Joe Biden in the lead, and the president's running out of time to reshape the race.
Amy Coney Barrett was formally sworn in today as a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Last night's ceremony was an informal swearing-in. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath to the former federal appellate judge, who was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in a 52-48 vote late Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus, voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins, who is up for re-election, said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the Associated Press, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed on a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in at least 150 years. This is VOA News. Dozens of protesters from a Pakistani Muslim organization demonstrated today in Karachi against France's refusal to condemn the publication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in the latest fallout over France's response to the beheading of a teacher. The protesters chanted slogans against French President Emmanuel Macron and then burned his portrait and an effigy. Muslim minority countries in the Middle East and beyond have been outraged by Macron's remarks last week, in which he declined to condemn the caricatures. Inspectors from the UN's atomic watchdog have confirmed Iran has started construction on a new building near an underground nuclear facility that it says was sabotaged over the summer and continues to stockpile greater amounts of enriched uranium, but does not appear to possess enough to produce a weapon. Rafael Grossi is the director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and he told AP in an interview in Berlin that his inspectors have now confirmed this construction has begun.
Iran, as part of its obligations, has informed us that they intend to move some of these installations into a protected site. But this has been formal announcement, and our inspectors are engaged.
Under the provisions of the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, Iran is allowed to produce a certain amount of enriched uranium for non-military purposes. Since U.S. President Donald Trump pulled unilaterally out of the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions, however, the other signatories, Germany, France, Britain, Russia, and China, have been struggling to keep the deal alive. Russian authorities issued a national mask requirement today as the country set a single-day record for coronavirus deaths amid a resurgence of new cases. Health officials reported 16,550 new cases and 320 new deaths today, the highest daily death toll since the pandemic started. In response, Russia's Consumer Safety and Public Health Agency ordered all Russians to wear masks in crowded public spaces, on public transit. Agency also recommends regional authorities put a curfew on entertainment events. A top World Health Organization official said today that Europe needs a serious acceleration in the fight against coronavirus, and a lack of contact tracing capacity could drive the disease into the darkness. The vast region comprising 46 countries at WHO accounted for 46% of global cases. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.